Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, last night was the world premiere of the movie Soul on Fire, which is the story of John O'Leary, the motivational speaker. I'm sure most people have heard this story. He was burned badly, 100% of his body when he was 9 years old. His fingers were taken, but he somehow survived. And part of the reason he survived probably is Jack Buck, who visited him in the hospital for like 60 straight days. And it's a very inspirational story. There were a couple of different premieres going on last night. I went to one of them. And we had some other people at the other one. So we got a chance. William H. Macy was here in town. Oh, yeah. And John Corbett. So let me hear a little bit of sound from William H. Macy talking about playing Jack Buck.
We talk about heroes a lot. I find him, I never got to meet him. I find him endlessly fascinating that he did all these lovely altruistic things quietly, silently. Nobody knew about them. Since this film started shooting, people are coming forward all the time telling more and more stories about Jack Buck and how he helped, how he showed up.
So yeah, he learned a lot about Jack Buck before playing the role. And if you watch the movie, which I did last night, it's incredible. It's uncanny how good William H. Macy is. I mean, he's always good.
He's a great
but
actor.
He is Jack Buck in the
really?
Movie. I mean, I never met him, but I've seen lots of video.
Like the voice,
he looks,
inflections,
sounds,
and everything?
It's, yes. It's crazy. And actually, Stu McMillan, our colleague over at KMOX, he was on the set when they were filming the movie a few months ago. And he got a chance. The producers came up to him and they asked him, hey, would Jack Buck have headphones on? They asked Stu to give them insight. And he said no, because he had heard, he had learned that Jack Buck didn't like wearing headphones, and didn't usually wear them for the broadcasts. So in the movie, Jack Buck is on the mic and he's not wearing headphones. And that is Stuart McMillan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Producer credit, man.
I'll have to ask Stuart about that, because yeah. Stuart's young enough that I don't think he wouldn't have been around when that happened.
He wouldn't have.
Now, certainly not working
but
here.
But he knows
sure.
a lot about radio history,
yeah.
And he knows about Jack Buck, and he's like, no, I'm pretty sure Jack did not wear headphones most of the time. So anyway, that's a little story that I think is funny.
So I enlighten me here. How old was Jack Buck when this happened?
Well, he had to be, he was 77 when he passed away in 2002. So it would have been about 15 years before that. So he'd have been around 60-ish.
Okay, 60-ish. All
because
right.
The incident happened in 1987 when John O'Leary was 9. And it's just it's a little bit, to be a movie reviewer, it's a little Hallmarky. The movie's definitely a little Hallmarky, Hallmark type, you know. Sentimentality.
Sure.
But it's an inspirational story. I mean, it's the guy lost his fingers and he plays piano on stage now.
Wow.
When he does his, you know, he's a motivational speaker.
Uh-huh.
And he's spoken to the Cardinals, huge groups at amphitheaters and other places in town. And he usually plays the piano, and he has no fingers.
I should be able to remember this. I know I've talked to him before. I can't remember if we had him on this show. I know he was on Reardon's show promoting this when it first happened, when they first announced they were going to make the movie a few years ago.
The other thing that's noticeable is clearly they are trying to promote St. Louis through this movie. I mean, it is St. Louis throughout. I don't know how many shots of the arch, many shots of the arch throughout the movie, places you'd recognize throughout the movie, and it was all shot here. So it has a very authentic feel in terms of place. Speaking of that, do you know who actor John Corbett is?
I think so.
He's, first of all, I've met him before. He's a huge man. He's like 6'7" or something. He's married to Bo Derek, by the way. I met both of them actually at a racetrack because they're big horse racing people.
He's married to Bo Derek?
He is. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, he's a good looking dude himself, so.
Yeah.
I don't find that surprising.
Yeah. I know who he is. Now that I see his face, I knew exactly. I couldn't put a name to the face. Wasn't he in Northern Exposure
in the 90s? Yeah, wasn't that his big thing?
Northern Exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he was in town yesterday too. And I'm going to play a cut from him because he said he walked around the city for hours.
And I just shot photographs of all the architecture here. Whoever built this city, I don't know where they learned these skills, but it's got some amazing architecture. So I just love the city. I want to see it come back because as I was walking around for 2 hours, I saw about 100 people in the streets. I want to see these stores open back up. I want to see people walking around. Everybody seems to be having fun. But this city, like a lot of cities, I'm from Wheeling, West Virginia. It's kind of got the same vibe. A lot of downtowns boarded up. We got to figure out how to get businesses back in.
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and if you were wandering around downtown yesterday, you probably could have seen John Corbett.
So does he play the adult role?
He plays the father.
Oh, he plays the dad.
Of John O'Leary.
Oh, okay. All
who
right.
ended up passing away from Parkinson's disease. He actually, the movie is dedicated to him. But John does a great job. I mean, there's some good acting in the movie. Again, the place, you can just feel St. Louis. So I think people enjoy it. It is sentimental, but it's an inspirational story. The guy is very impressive. I mean, it was remarkable, and a true fact that happened was when he was in the hospital, there was a nurse who told him every single day that he was going to walk again, and he eventually did. And then at one of his speeches, many years later, this nurse showed up And it was a really touching moment where he hadn't seen him in like 20 years. And he remembered his voice. And then Jack Buck, he in order to encourage John to write, because he had stopped writing and he liked writing, he got all the Cardinals to sign a baseball individually. So like the first one was Ozzie Smith. And then Jack Buck wrote a note that said, if you want a second baseball, you have to write a thank you note to Ozzie Smith. And then he got the second baseball, whoever it was. And
yeah,
if you
yeah.
want a third baseball, you have to write a thank you note. And that's how he got John to get back into writing. And it's just, yeah, it's just a wonderful story.
I'm going to have to see it now that I've actually called up, pulled up a video, a picture here and seen William H. Macy with the white hair playing Jack Buck. I've got to hear how he does that role, because the last role I saw him in was Shameless.
Oh,
and
what a
drug-addled mess he is in that
He's
show.
He's an incredible actor.
And
he
then
really
to see
is.
Him come back and play the great Jack Buck.
Well,
he's smaller in stature than Buck too. So
he definitely is a smaller guy. I mean, up next to John Corbett, I can't imagine, because I've seen Corbett in person. He's like 6'7". So, Macy does have a little bit of history with playing a broadcaster, because he played the radio 1930s radio broadcaster in Seabiscuit.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a great little role.
I do remember that. Yeah, that's great. Hopefully people have a chance to see that. Soul on Fire is the name of the movie. So is it only in theaters right now? I'm assuming this is not a streaming thing, right?
No, it's going to be in theaters. The premiere was yesterday, but it's next Friday.
Okay.
It'll be a nationwide release. Sony's they're the company that put it out.
Yeah.
So next Friday it opens nationwide.
Well, I mean, we're kind of focusing on the Buck character, but I mean, if you were fortunate, everybody remembers him. I worked in the same building as he did, and I used to see him all the time when I worked at Channel 4 years ago. And you look back on that and you think, I didn't appreciate those opportunities enough. I only had a couple of chances to talk to him. One was across the street from where we are right now at the library over here, the city library, when he wrote a book. And it was, one of his last books. And he was over there. He had a book signing at the library across the street. And Channel 4 sent me down there to grab what we would call a VOSAT, video and a soundbite, with Jack Buck. And I got to interview him, and he signed a book for me. And it was just a fantastic guy. Just as down-to-earth as anybody you've ever met.
I've heard so many stories about how good of a human being he was. And it reminds me, another person that kind of intersected with my life that everyone tells the same thing about, that just an incredible human being, was Dean Smith, the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Yeah.
You know, coached Michael Jordan and
the four corner stall.
Four
Dean
corners,
Smith.
Yeah.
I know exactly who he is.
Yeah. I got a chance to interview him on a regular basis because I went to Chapel Hill and I was there at that time. And the stories were just legendary. The man, he cared so much for his players.
Yep.
And I hear the same sort of thing about Jack Buck and how much he cared about people. And he didn't want any attention. He didn't want people to know that he was going to see this kid in the hospital. And he just called him kid,
Right.
Kid.
Hey, kid.
I'm telling you.
I can hear him. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hearing those stories, hearing Tom Ackerman talk about how he mentored him and kind of took him under his wing all those years ago.
And Ackerman was there yesterday at the premiere.
Was he?
He was the one that actually grabbed those interviews.
That's great. Fantastic stuff. Somebody that knew him personally. Thank you, Scott. Very enlightening there. Well, that's on my radar now to go see A Soul on Fire when it comes out, I guess, next Friday, a week from today. All right, good stuff. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the government shutdown, which is ongoing, and I don't know that anything changes this week. My day is set at 10. Do you have any thoughts on that, Scott Jagow? Yesterday, Dan Buck said he thinks it's going to go 17 days.
Oh,
I said
okay.
I think it's going to go 10 days. All depends on how much pain the Democrats can take. You have
So the over-under is somewhere around 13 and a half.
Something like that, if you're a betting man. Are you with the over or the under?
I'll go over.
Okay. All right. So they're all thinking it's going to last longer than I do. I think the political chickens are going to come home to roost here at some point.
You're probably right, though.
We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.